All right, fine. I'll be a gracious host. How you doing?
Little Mermaid is the scariest Disney movie by far, though.
Why the hell is Ace Blade in your Kickstarter?
Some comics. I'm getting controversial today. We're going to get controversial today with...
My proudest moment is this interview and being able to talk to you two.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Taurus Comics in collaboration with Fourth Wall Productions respectfully brings to you the 78th episode of the Four Tales podcast. I'm your host, Kyron Silva, and as you can tell, I'm all by myself today. Unfortunately, today is not going to be a live episode, but don't leave yet. We do actually have an episode, but this episode has been pre-recorded with a brand new guest. On the show for today's episode is going to be Daryl Murphy. And we're going to do this a little bit differently than we did normally. Right now, Danny and I weren't able to connect because we have scheduling issues. Danny is in North Carolina doing Heroes Con for the weekend. And I have some things for the family for Father's Day that I'm doing. So we weren't able to do this live. So Danny said, hey, Daryl's here at the event. Why don't I just interview him while we're at the event? And that's what we did. Danny took about 15, 20 minutes, sat down with Daryl Murphy, an amazing artist who's worked with some pretty big name people, and just found out about his origins. So take some time, watch the interview, and enjoy it. And, you know, if you want to support us and maybe we can find a way to get to you live, you can go to our website, fourtalespodcast.com, buy some merchandise, buy coffee. And we have also partnered with Dubby. So if you go to their website, dubby.gg, you can use our code 4TALES, number 4, T-A-L-E-S, and get 10% off all your order. But for now, take it away, Danny.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Danny J. Quick, and we are here on location at Heroes Con in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I got the young legend in the making, Daryl Murphy, for the Four Tales podcast. What's been going on with you, brother?
Working, man.
Working, busy. I seen you working hard on the floor today. I see your work on social media, man. It all looks great. I'm just going to take a few minutes of your time to talk about your comic book journey, the projects that you're working on, and what you hope to do in the future. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So for the people who don't know you, all right, who don't know you yet, because they all going to know you soon. Tell us where you grew up and how you got into comic books.
I grew up in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
It's dangerous city. I'll tell you that.
Born March 19,
1992. Mm-hmm. Young man.
What got me into comics was the Shonen Jump books I used to have in the stores. I used to read those and try to copy what I saw, you know, try to draw it on paper. And then when I picked up my first Spider-Man and Red Hulk book, those were what got me introduced in
Spider-Man and Red Hulk, yeah. So Shonen Jump, you mean like Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho, yeah. Definitely. And now thinking about it, like, I can see that energy in your work, like that manga influence. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So Spider-Man, is Spider-Man still one of your favorite superheroes? Is that
he's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. Okay.
From the Marvel side.
Yeah.
DC, I have to go with Superman.
Superman is the standard. You know, I hate Superman, but I got my own reasons for that. But no. But that's cool though, man. So comic books, you know, is it just a passion for you? Is it the storytelling of comics, like the panel by panel that you like, or is it just that it's so visual? What is it specifically about comic books that drew you in as a kid?
I got to put myself in the story.
Yeah.
It got to a point where it was almost as if I couldn't breathe without comics.
All right.
So, you know, my brothers, my siblings, they would go outside, you know, a lot of days, and I couldn't go outside. But I just stayed in the house, stayed in my room, and I started drawing. You know, every day it was just back-to-back drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So comics was, when I started being able to read comics, I had kind of put myself into the story, try to feel for the characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I like to do. Even when I'm drawing these characters, like drawing the facial expressions, I still put myself in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. It's great to be able to see yourself in the comics, but you know, making yourself a part of the creative process kind of gives you an ownership of it. You know, it's like, okay, I'm one with whatever character it is, whether that's, you know, Spider-Man or Red Hulk, like you said. You know, we can all relate to the character. So it's good to see, you know, that an artist is still, you know, it's personal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I like that. What projects would you like to work on? Like, if you were able to work on any project or any character right now from any universe, Marvel, DC, indie, whoever, what kind of projects would you like to work on?
I would like to work on a story about Darkseid.
Okay.
Because I feel like they touch on him, like, and you know, they'll throw him in there, you know, they'll give us a glimpse of Darkseid every now and then. But you know, I'll be happy to work on like a origin story of Darkseid. You know, even make more stories with Darkseid just to give people a really good look on, you know, his world, his view on things, because a lot of, no, I'm not trying to sound like a bad guy, but a lot of people, they look at villains, and they look like Thanos the Mad Titan, they call him the Mad Titan, but was he wrong?
I feel like he was wrong, but if you don't, that's on you. No, I think they, DC definitely has a few villains like Darkseid that they and your boy, not what's his name, the one who killed Superman. I can't think of it right now. No. The God dog Darkseid, and then it was whatever his name was.
Doomsday.
Yeah. Doomsday, they bring them in whenever they just need somebody to wreck stuff, you know, when they need somebody ominous to be there, but they don't really flesh them out as much. You're right. So I think comics are in a place too right now where people want to see, you know, the villains, like the new Superman run, Superman with Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor has been fleshed out, of course, but you know, you kind of get to see the brilliant side of them, you know. You see the motivations behind what they're doing. So absolutely, I think Darkseid, you know, I think a lot of those villains, especially DC villains, they got a lot of iconic ones that could get stories. A lot of the Batman villains, I think, could do that too, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. So let's get back to your origins in comics. So you started, when did you start, you know, professionally trying to pursue comic books and drawing comics? And what was your first project?
It was 2015 when I left home, left Fayetteville, went to Chicago, and went to the C2E2 event that year. So that's when I met the Hero Initiative. They brought me in, you know, test me out a little bit, see how I could draw. We raised about, I think, almost $10,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 3 days. Nice. So, and they like my work ethic. And they sent me to, after, when I moved to San Diego, they sent me to Jim McLaughlin. He's the president of the Hero Initiative. He liked my personality, my work ethic. After the first San Diego Comic Con, we went to the San Diego Art Gallery when the Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows movie was coming out. So we had an event there for that movie. And that's when I met Kevin Eastman.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's dope.
Yeah. So it was
Kevin Eastman, the creator of Ninja Turtles. If y'all, if you watch our show, you probably know that, but I just want to throw it out there for y'all. Yeah.
Carlos DeAndes, he was in there. He's he did some Marvel work, DC. You know, they were very welcoming. Set me down with them, and we started drawing Ninja Turtles.
Man.
They, so the piece that I drew, he got bought because it got auctioned that night. Got bought right there at the table. When I got to the next Comic-Con San Diego, that's when I learned that it was going to be in the book.
Oh, wow.
So the book is called TMNT 100 Project book by the Hero Initiative and IDW Publishing. That was my first one.
Man, that's dope. Like, your first, that's crazy. Like, your first work as an artist is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle book, and it's published right alongside, you know, all the greats, you know, who put their work in that book. And that's amazing. And I know the Hero Initiative, they've been here at Heroes Con. They're here at this show every week. I want to say the auction that they do on Saturday nights is with them. So
yeah, you can like if you go to their stand, you can see the book that's up there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. So how do you beat that? How do you raise the bar from that? Like, where do you go from there? Is there a plan for you? Like, do they put you on other projects? Are you just looking for other work as an artist, or how do you manage that?
Well, I was my plan from that was to network, mm-hmm. you know, because networking is very powerful. You know, especially in person networking.
For sure.
So, network, listen to, you know, tips that I get from other artists, creators, writers, you know, especially people who's been in longer than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't think it'll work for my art, you know, I use it anyway. Apply it. You have to apply something, you know, in order for it to be changed. So, if it doesn't work, then I go back to what I was doing before. But if it does, I'll keep it and I'll move along with it. And I'll keep adding on when I get more tips. Like, just add on to my skill level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's that, and that makes you versatile. I think, you know, if you can do, even the things that make you uncomfortable, you know, as an artist, if you give them a try, you know, then you never know when you might need to use that down the road. So I think that's good. And that's good advice for y'all young artists out there. Somebody asks you to try it. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know, for sure. So I see you got on the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
How did we get to your own creator project? How did we get to the Revenge?
I've been, when I was young, I was playing video games a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in church a lot. So I, over the years, I was like, let me try to make my own self superhero. So
mm-hmm.
it took a lot of developing, of course. I made some comics when I was young, but nothing like professional. But I remembered like the story. I remembered how the characters were supposed to look, the outfit mm-hmm. and everything. So I redeveloped it after I got with WTF Comics, and we did a book, Miserable Monsters. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to redevelop Revenant. So I did. And it took a while. It took a little while for me to, you know, finish it. But once I did and put it out for sale, the first batch sold out.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So this is a story that you had in your mind ever since you were small.
Mm-hmm.
Since you were small, and you just brought it back, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that's dope. How long did it take you to make it? When you decided to redevelop it, how long did it take you from writing to drawing to lettering to printing? How long did that take?
It took about 6 months.
This dude, you hear I just say, oh, it's about 6 months. It took me about 14, 15, 16 months to put together that first Ace Blade book. Hey, but you know, that's why he's the young legend. That's why he's the young legend. But that's dope, man. So tell us a little bit about the story. Tell us about, you know, what is your elevator pitch for Revenant? And, you know, who are the main characters?
Revenant is about a demigod who wakes up in outer space with his memory wiped. And he goes on this journey, embarks on a journey to find out who he really is and why he woke up in space, why he wasn't raptured along with the humans from the biblical rapture.
You're supposed to start with the rapture. You said the rapture happened, and there's a demigod in space, and he don't know why he's... See, we're going to work on the pitch.
Yeah, I got to work on that.
You got to start with the rapture. The rapture is the hook. Okay, the rapture happened, and this demigod is floating around in space with his memory wiped, and he don't know what happened. the Rapture is a big hook for sure.
Yeah. It grabs people's attention. Yeah. I say it right on the floor.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, really? Let me get this, you know? Because it's different, you know? You got to... Yeah. It's not hard to be original, be different, you know? If you feel like you go with your first gut.
Yeah.
You know?
Instincts work, man.
Because the moment you get online and you start looking at stuff, you go, oh... Let me do this. Let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not going to be as original as your first thought was.
Yeah, for sure. You know? I like it, man. And I like that you... I remember you said that you were in church, you know, a lot growing up. So having a Rapture in there, you know, be a central defining moment of the comic book, you know, the inciting incident is... I like that. So yeah. Are there more biblical themes in the comic book? Or?
Yeah, like... So, main character is me. His name is Red. Mm-hmm. So, he meets a guy named Enoch from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? That's how they keep going. We're just doing an interview. You good? Yeah, we're just doing an interview report. We almost done.
He meets a guy named Enoch, which a lot of you know is from the Enoch mm-hmm. from the Bible.
Yep, yep.
Enoch is... telling him, you know, that what he thought happened didn't actually happen, that he's been tricked.
Mm-hmm.
So I know in the beginning we talked about the Rapture happening, yeah. But we found out that it doesn't happen. Spoiler, just spoiling
the comic already.
But he's super strong, you know, he has create black holes
mm-hmm.
and can fly. So his powers comes from this golden plate, which is
mm-hmm.
this symbol right here. But it's actually a plate that's melted onto his sternum.
Okay.
That grants him the power. And darkness is the darkness from the beginning of the Bible before mm-hmm. there was light.
Yep.
So I just turned that darkness into a villain. Darkness wants this from Red in order to obtain all power and control the universe.
That's Revachan. Yeah.
That I don't want to interrupt you guys, man, but I'm Jan.
You're all right. Danny, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I've known Eric for years. he's going to let me crash in here and pay my little part.
That's how you got to do on comic book weekend. If you're doing the comic book adventure, hey, find some other people who are getting a room and hey, team up.
You guys from Fayetteville?
Got split it.
Yeah,
he's from Fayetteville. Okay, I'm from Durham. So,
okay.
But anyway, that's gonna be it for us. Make sure you check out Revision. Make sure you check out Daryl Murphy. Hey, we putting all this in the interview.
Hey,
we putting all this in the interview.
Beep on the
rest. Nah, I didn't even see that. I'm sorry. Okay,
we put it all in there. Anyways, we appreciate y'all. We'll catch you next time. Any last words? Where can people find you and where can people buy the comic book?
Well, as of right now, you can pre-order. Just you gotta send me an email. If you're not at Comic-Cons in person, send me an email to murphy21.daryl@gmail.com or at darylltheartist1@gmail.com.
All right. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
No problem.
Back to you, Kyron.
Man, I'm so sorry, man.
Danny, amazing, amazing job. I knew you do. I knew you could do that, brother. I knew you could. Daryl Murphy, thank you for being on the show. I wish I could have been a part of this, but apparently Danny said that I wasn't good enough to do it with you somehow via the stream, but it's okay. My feelings are not hurt. It's all right. I just hope some point in the future we can have a proper show where I could be a part of this. We can throw in some quick takes. You know, Danny was supposed to do some quick takes, but I don't know what happened there. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was a fun time. I enjoyed it. And it was good just to be able to sleep in for once. Anyway, but I digress. Join us next week where we're going to have, fingers crossed, you know how this happens when we try to get big guests on the show. But we're going to have Marvel, DC, all around legend, Ron Mars on the show. We're going to talk about his history of comic books, what's going on with him in the future, and maybe we'll just throw, you know, our portfolios at him somehow. I don't know. We're going to figure it out, though. But, again, we've partnered with Dubby. To go to their website, dubby.gg, get 10% off your order using code 4tails. I'm going to say that as much as I can because it's a new partnership with us, and I'm trying to get used to that. So I apologize for spamming. You know, that's not me, but it's a new partnership. I'm trying to work that out. So until next time, though, sayonara, goodbye, and please take care of yourselves.
Music provided by my brother, Quicks Made It. Find him online in YouTube, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.